So we are leading the Honoring Our Fallen Heroes Act to make sure that first responders who develop service-related injuries and diseases, things like cancer, receive the full benefits that they've earned for their service. And I think we all know that these are men and women who show up day after day putting themselves between us and the danger they face. Their service comes at a cost, and I believe we owe it to them and their families to stand by them. That's something that I've kept in mind when we've secured wins in the NDAA, restoring peace through strength, supporting our COPS Act, which helps local law enforcement get more resources, all the way to our Corporal Deegan Page Act to address military members who did serve when they come home, getting the assistance they need to prevent PTSD, address suicide, and help on mental health.